If you're haunted and harassed by your own inner critic, if you've ever been curious about why hypnosis works so well, if you're a seasoned hypnotist, or if you suspect that the inner critic is actually hypnotizing you to hold back from reaching the greatness that you know deep down is inside you, lean in and get inspired to get out of your comfort zone and create your one precious life with purpose and intention. If you like this show, you'll love my powerful hypnosis audio, The Answer Room, because it gives you crystal clear guidance and direction and illuminates an ingenious way to make triumphant decisions, no matter how stuck you feel or how confused you were. This powerful hypnosis audio is my gift to you when you go to theimpostermonster.com. Again, that's theimpostermonster.com. Don't forget the. Theimpostermonster.com. And yes, I'm done saying it. Thank you. Thank you from the bottom of my heart for listening. I'm Lori Hammond, and I'm truly grateful for you.
Welcome. I have such a special treat for you today. I have been listening to today's guest speak in Clubhouse for several weeks now. He's always the first person I look for when I look to see what rooms are open, what discussions are going on. And he has delivered such massive value in these Clubhouse rooms that I am so lucky, and you are so lucky, to have him speak today. I think you are going to get massive value from this episode. Cliff Ravenscraft is a business mentor, professional coach, and motivational speaker. His focus is to help you break free from any beliefs or behaviors that were holding you back from living the life of your dream and doing the work you feel most called to do in the world. In November 2015, Cliff made a commitment to work out 6 days a week, every week, for the rest of his life. In December 2017, he made a decision to give up all sugar for the rest of his life. As a result, he burned off over 100 pounds of body fat and built well over 20 pounds of pure muscle mass. Cliff has learned what's necessary to create change that lasts in mindset and human behavior, and he applied it to every area of his life. In January 2008, Cliff left an extremely lucrative career to build an online business where he became the world's leading authority on podcasting as the Podcast Answer Man, where he trained more than 40,000 people on the successful launch of their podcast. In September 2017, Cliff made a decision to shut down 100% of all income streams from a $500,000 per year business so that he could focus all of his work time, effort, and energy on his passion. Today, Cliff experiences greater fulfillment and profitability than he ever dreamed imaginable. Professionally, Cliff coaches others where he has the incredible honor of going on a journey with his clients as they create the life of their dreams. Be sure to check out the notes below this episode to see how you can work with Cliff. I believe you are going to find today's podcast episode with Cliff as a masterclass in moving forward, silencing the imposter monster, and living the life of your dreams. Enjoy this episode. Cliff, thank you so much for being here today.
Well, thank you, Lori. I'm so excited to be here.
My audience, I think, will really, really benefit from your expertise. I've been in several Clubhouse rooms with you recently, and as I explained in the intro, that's how you and I met. And you just give massive value. And one of the things that you have talked about that has impacted me the most is talking about the idea of charging what you're worth. I've borrowed your expression of notes of appreciation, asking for notes of appreciation in exchange for value. And I recently read the book that you recommended, The Prosperous Coach. You recommended that on a call and I bought it immediately and it was just life-changing. So if you would just talk a little bit along the lines, whatever kind of comes to mind for you, what's on your heart for talking to people who are maybe afraid to charge what they're worth.
Oh, wow. So there are so many things that I could talk about when it comes to people who are afraid to charge what they're worth. Well, first of all, it comes down to making a determination. What are you worth? What is it? What does it mean to work with you? And I recognize that you have people who are in various different stages in their journey. And might be helpful just for a moment to choose one in particular. Let's just say somebody who is going through the certification program, they've just been trained how to hypnotize people and they haven't yet been paid to do it. And the question is like, oh my gosh, is it safe to make some assumptions that in their training process, in their certification, that they know that they are able to quote unquote effectively hypnotize someone? Is that safe to assume?
It is safe to assume. I think we all kind of have our doubts deep down. Is it really this easy? Does it really work? But we've had evidence. We've had people say thank you and we've witnessed transformation. But I think many of the people listening might be still a little afraid to acknowledge the awesomeness of what they do.
So the first thing that comes to my mind is having the courage to invite people into a hypnotherapy session. That's the, and I'm just going to replace coaching with hypnotherapy because I'm not necessarily a trained hypnotherapist or anything of that nature, but I am a coach. And so I talk to people all the time about inviting people into a coaching session, but let's just keep it very industry specific for you. So the first thing that I would do is I would invite people into some hypnotherapy sessions. And at first I would do it for free. What I would do is get up the courage to invite somebody into some free hypnotherapy sessions. Choose ahead of time the type of work that you want to do, the type of issues you want to help people overcome, or the type of things that you want to help them achieve. Create for yourself a list of the types of issues that you would like to cover in your hypnotherapy sessions. Create an idea of who are the type of clients that you would ultimately like to have pay you money to do these things. Kind of what I like to do is this, Tony Robbins calls this, know your ultimate outcome. Create in your picture of where you want to be. Well, I want to help this type of person overcome or achieve these types of things. Okay, great. Now that, and I want to be paid for it. All right. And so make that your ultimate outcome. Now, once you know your ultimate outcome, you have to decide. First of all, I believe it's possible. And if you have challenges with that, you might want to go and maybe have somebody sit down with you in a hypnotherapy session and work on that. But to number one, believe that it's possible that one day you will get paid for this and make a decision today. This will happen. Matter of fact, even before you begin inviting people into your first sessions, even free ones, I would actually write down on a piece of paper, I will be a paid hypnotherapist helping this type of client with these types of issues, and I will have my first paid session by, and then fill in the blank with a date. Whatever you feel comfortable with for that date, but you must put a deadline and you must absolutely decide. And the word decide, by the way, means to kill any other option other than what you've chosen. So the word side in the original Latin form, C-I-D, is to kill, pesticide, homicide, all of those other sides. And so now you are deciding, you're cutting off, killing any other outcome other than exactly what your ultimate outcome is. Now, once you have determined this is who I want to help, this is how I want to help them or what I want to help them with, I've made the decision, I'm going to get paid by this date. Now, what are some actions that you can take within the next 7 days that'll get you closer to that goal? Now, I'm not going to suggest that you jump into the deep end of the entrepreneurial pool and you immediately go ask somebody to pay you, quote unquote, your amazing professional fees, you know, $2,500 for a session. Come on, sign up now. It's okay. I'll give you permission to go invite some people and do this for free. But I would recommend that the people that you choose to do it for free are not your cousin, your brother, your sister, your mom and dad. No. You must have the courage. You do not need the confidence, by the way. You only need the courage to go find somebody who meets the description that you've just written down. I will have this type of person pay me this money. You must go find those people and just communicate to them. And you might mess it up a couple of times. You may actually feel so incompetent and so you may have such a lack of confidence that people don't want anything to do with you. And it's okay. It's okay to fall on your face. I want to give you permission to fall on your face, to fail miserably at inviting somebody to a free session and still have them say no. I know that rejection is never easy, but this is just a fact of life. You're going to be met with rejection at some point down the road. You might as well just go ahead and get used to it. It's okay. And the fact that somebody rejects you is not speaking to your quote unquote worthiness. It is only speaking to whether it's your level of skill, it's your level of communication, it's your level of confidence. And it could be a little bit of a level of competence, but it's not actually speaking to your nature of who you are. The reality is we all start somewhere. We don't just wake up one morning and we are this professional, super successful, financially secure person. No, we all start somewhere. And anybody that's on your dream list as a potential customer, I promise you, they all started somewhere where they felt exactly the way that you're feeling. And you'll be shocked at how many people that will sense your level of hesitation and your meagerness, your hesitancy that will be communicated through your voice because you're nervous, but they will sense your courage. Mm-hmm. And truly successful people would be willing, if they have the margin and the time and they have a desire to serve you, and many people will, by the way, people are incredible. Human beings are genuinely helpful people. We have a desire to serve others. And so occasionally you're going to come across somebody who's in your target ideal customer audience, and you're going to offer them this service for free. And maybe it's the fourth or fifth or sixth person that you've invited into a free session after getting no, after no, after no, you get that one person that says yes. And then you get a freak out at a whole new level. And it's okay because we all do that. We all freak out at the newest level. I am at a place right now. I do 90-minute one-on-one coaching sessions, and I get paid somewhere at this point. The lowest I get paid is $1,500 a session. The most I've been paid is, I think it's close to $5,000 for a 90-minute session. But every single time I get somebody who is more successful than I've ever met before, I still get the butterflies. I'm like, oh my gosh, who am I to think that I could coach this person? And we still have that. We have what's called our upper limit problem. You know, who am I to do this? Who am I to do that? If you struggle with those sorts of issues, there's a great book called The Big Leap by Gay Hendricks, which is a powerful read in and of itself. But once you get somebody in, then what you do is you serve them. And don't expect on a scale of 1 to 10 for you to have a 10 out of 10 session. Don't even expect an 8 out of 10 session. I mean, if you actually do your first, I mean, if you follow this plan here, and I want you to understand, I'm very specific. You actually, number one, you decided, you made a clear picture in your mind. These are the type of clients I want to pay me. These are the type of issues that I want to work with them in a hypnotherapy session. You have to be very clear. Don't be so vague and broad that you choose everyone. You got a specific group of people. It can be entrepreneurs. It doesn't have to be, I want Christian female entrepreneurs who are between the ages of, I don't mean that. I just mean that you want a professional, high achiever person who is either a self-employed business owner or a corporate leader or something. You choose a desirable paid client. You have to do that. You have to go through, do you believe it's possible? Yes. I will be paid by such and such date. You have the deadline. You go through and you invite only those type of people, only offering to help with those type of issues. And if you do all of this and you've never done one of these sessions before, paid or otherwise, for somebody who is that exact, I would suspect that your first one's going to be about a 3 or a 4 out of 10. Now, you're going to be afraid that it's going to be a 1 out of 10. And I'm going to tell you right now that that's just not possible. And let me give you some encouragement about how you're going to get at least a 3 out of 10. All right. And I'm just being facetious so I can set your expectations low, because you're going to be much higher than that. Lori, let me ask you this. Have you ever heard of the lamppost theory? Do they teach this in hypnotherapy sessions?
I don't believe so.
So the lamppost therapy session, theory says this: the average human being could drastically improve their mental health by simply at the end of a day, walking to the end of the street and speaking out loud everything that's going through their mind, talking to a lamppost. If they were to do that once a week or twice a month, just go and go to the end of the street and just listen, there's nobody else around. It's just me and the lamppost. And I'm going to speak out loud everything that's going on in my mind, what my fears are, what I've been thinking about going after, my dreams, my goals, my limiting beliefs. I'm just going to speak out loud to this lamppost. If a human being were to just go talk to a lamppost and say things out loud once a week, twice a month, even once a month, their life would be exponentially better within 90 days.
Wow.
Now, first of all, knowing what you know about helping people, do you understand and believe that principle, Lori?
Absolutely.
So here's what I can tell you. That person who goes and talks to a lamppost consistently is exponentially going to see major benefits in their life. And I promise you, at the very least, you can show up and be a lamppost for someone.
I love that. And that lamppost doesn't have the intention to help someone. I think there's something powerful just about having that intention.
Yes. So the thing is as long as your desire is to serve someone, the fact that you're just, the fact that you've created a space for them to speak out loud to somebody that's holding an environment open for them to discuss what's on their mind, that in and itself is already, I mean, you're already at a 3 or a 4 as far as your effectiveness of helping that person. And the thing is you've been trained. You've got some skills, you've got some techniques, and now you're going to begin to implement them. And you may not implement them perfectly. You may get through and say, you know what, this worked in the 2 or 3 times I practiced this with my course that I went through. But this didn't work on this client. Well, that's great. That's wonderful. Number one, you don't have to offer a refund because they didn't pay you anything. You don't have to be super embarrassed. You can choose to say, listen, I'm new at this and I don't know why this didn't work. It was supposed to work. But I'll tell you what, let's just continue on and talk and you know, just be that lamppost for them, finish up your session. But man, what a gift this is to you and all of your future paid clients now that you've actually got a new distinction. It's like, wait a second, I did everything I thought by the textbook and it didn't work out. What did I do wrong? You go back and you, so this is all, by the way, I'm stealing everything that I'm telling you. This is Tony Robbins' ultimate success formula. And you can apply this to every area of your life. Know your outcome, decide and take massive action. Step number 3, evaluate your results. How did it go? Rate yourself on a scale of 1 to 10. Maybe send your client, if they're not a paid client, but send your free client a post-session evaluation. Ask them to rate it. Create a couple questions. Say, on a scale of 1 to 10, how did you feel about this, on this, and this? And again, don't be afraid of criticism. You're asking for this. One of the things that we need to do to be able to truly be successful, we need to grow some thicker skin. I mean, isn't this exactly what we want to help our clients with? We want to help them with their resiliency in life and all these other things. Let's number one, become more worthy of clients paying us by doing the hard inner work ourselves first. I will promise you, if you will go through all of these challenges, all of the rejection, all of the criticism, all of the falling on your face and doing it over and over again, evaluate your results, go to the people who taught you and say, this didn't work. It's like, oh, did you do this? Oh no, I never thought about that. Well, maybe try this and then go and try it again. Go and try it again. And what you're looking for is maybe do 5, 10, maybe 15 of these free sessions so that you can test these things out, see if they're working. But again, all of these sessions are for the exact people you'd want to pay you. All right. And now what you've done is you know what you want. You decided and take action. You've done the work. Now you're evaluating your results. And as you evaluate your results, you're always going to tweak everything. Did I get my ultimate outcome? Am I hitting a 10 out of 10? Am I getting paid for this? No. Well, let me evaluate my results. And step four in this ultimate success formula is change your approach as often as necessary. So for those who are taking notes, here's the ultimate success formula from Tony Robbins. Know your outcome. Step two, decide and take massive action. Step three, evaluate your results. Step four, change your approach as often as necessary. Keep doing that until you have your paid clients where you're doing 10 out of 10 sessions. And here's the other thing I want to talk about is a lot of people say, listen, I can't invite people to these sessions because I just don't have the confidence to do so. You will never have the confidence until you do so.
Yes.
Because confidence is not required to get started. Only courage is. Courage is what you need to start. Confidence only comes from taking action and finding out that your worst fears did not come true.
This is so amazing. So when a person takes your advice, and I'm sensing that the people listening are going to find the courage to take that advice, and they've worked with a few free clients. And I know a lot of people are in this place already where they've worked with some free clients. However, I hope that everyone listening is really tuning in when Cliff says, make sure that it's your ideal client. It's that person that you really want to be working with and someone who is able to pay for your services. When a person has got to this point, how do they get past that next leap, finding the courage to start to ask for money in exchange for their services?
Sure. So that it comes from the confidence of knowing the results that you got from helping the people that you did the free sessions for. So this is one of the things that I would do is I would have, again, post-session surveys. Or post-session conversations. Check in with people 2 weeks later. Say, listen, what I'm going to do is I want to check in with you in 2 weeks, and I'd like to have a 20-minute session with you, and I'd like to just ask you a couple questions about how your life has been since we had our session together. By the way, what is that or is that not a hypnotic suggestion? You and I are going to get together in 2 weeks from now, and in 2 weeks from now, you're going to tell me how much your life has changed.
Yeah.
I happen to, you've just created a suggestion for that person. And now they're going to, if they acknowledge that and accept it and schedule that session 2 weeks from now, you've already programmed their subconscious mind. Listen to me as if I know anything about hypnotism.
We know you do. I know you do.
So now you've programmed them to have results over the next 2 weeks. And so you're going to get on there and it's like, how have things been over the past? Oh my gosh, I've done more in the past 2 weeks than I have, blah, 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 blah. Wow, what does this mean for you financially? What does this mean for you in your health and physical fitness? What does this mean for you in your relationship with your spouse? What does this mean for you in relationship with your children? Ooh, now how much would you pay?
Yes. I tell people that when you document your aha moments, it really helps you better internalize those ideas that you have. And I also tell people that you recreate what you celebrate. So by shining a spotlight on the change that they received during that session, not only are you building up your own confidence, but you're helping them to overcome what so many hypnotherapists struggle with, which is a lot of times a client will get the change, but they don't really equate it to the session with you. So this helps them understand that it was your guidance that led them to that internal unlocking that they were seeking.
Yeah. So that's what I would say to that person who is just starting out. I would say, go do some free sessions and do lots of them, but do them. And I'm glad that you picked that up. Don't just do free sessions. Do free sessions for the type of person you want to ultimately pay you down the road.
Beautiful.
And then I love so then we've already covered how do you get into the paid sessions. The paid session is now you just need the courage to do it, but that courage is going to come based upon the confidence that you've now seen results. You now know that people have told you, because of us working together, I am now making 15% more in my salary because I went and asked for that raise. I am now generating, an extra $40,000 a quarter because of the new product that I launched that I had a fear about, but because of our session, you've done this. People are telling you, or I've lost 20 pounds over the last 3 months because of our session together. And that, what does that equate? People are willing to pay for the, what they want in life.
Right. So if I'm hearing you correctly, you would go back to that client that you helped for free and say, hey, this awesome thing happened. Do you want some more? And then this time there will be a charge. Is that, am I understanding you correctly?
Well, here's what I would-
more elegant than that.
So there are a couple of things. Number one, you could just begin to do this just for the practice of doing it. I mean, what we want to do ultimately is we want to serve people. And that's what I would do. I just serve people. Whether or not those people ever become paid clients, I try to not be attached to that at all. In fact, one of the things that I believe I should insert here, and it kind of goes into this whole question, and maybe I should have said it at the beginning. One of the things that I would recommend that if you are in any form of financial desperation, go get a job. That's it. Go get a job. Do not anticipate or expect your hypnotherapy sessions to pay your bills or put food on the table or meet your absolute survival needs. If you do that, there are a lot of issues that come from your ability to achieve success in those areas. You should know enough about hypnotherapy to know that you will telegraph your desperation to people, and people can sense that. And so the first thing that I would say is go get a job, make sure your financial needs are met, make sure that anytime you're doing any session for anyone, and especially if it's a free complimentary session, if you ever do anything, just make sure that you never are in a position where I absolutely need this person to accept my proposal. If you are in a position where you need the person in front of you to say yes to meet your financial needs, go get a job. I need to say that.
I love it.
And by the way, everything that I'm saying for you is, this is all the things that I've been teaching people who want to be coaches, right? And technically speaking, a hypnotherapist is a mindset coach.
Yeah.
So I'm going to now tap in, because you've asked this question. Well, what about these people who you've done free sessions? How you turn them into paid clients and what have you? So I'm going to bring in the Prosperous Coach book by Rich Litvin and Steve Chandler. This is such a powerful way of building your professional practice where you can be incredibly profitable, and it requires no social media. It requires no mailing list, no internet marketing, no podcasts, or any of those other things. Now, don't get me wrong. You can use all of those things, and those things will help you along in many ways. But here's the simple process of the Prosperous Coach. Number one, you connect with people to discern whether or not the person who happens to be in front of you at this very moment, are they a potential coaching client or hypnotherapy client? All right, so that's the first. Is this person a potential client? Now, what determines that? Have they expressed a need in hypnotherapy? No, that's not what determines that. Maybe they have expressed a need in hypnotherapy. It's like, hey, I saw that you're a hypnotist. I'm in need of some hypnotherapy. And as you might think, well, let's just move on into step two, invite them into a complimentary free session. Heck no. They need to audition. Matter of fact, Lori, let me tell you when my business radically transformed. Right after reading this book in July of 2019, I'd already been in online business since 2008. For myself, self-employed, and I've also had experienced a tremendous amount of success. I've sold millions and millions of dollars worth of products and services from 2008 all the way up through 2017 when this transformation had taken place. But it was all using internet marketing, sales, and you know, all those funnels and all of this other stuff. Get people to know, like, and trust you through the content that you create, which is fine. You know, I'm serving people through that content. And then all of a sudden you want to put calls to actions out so that they can come to your sales page, which you've expertly written and have, you know, split A/B tested and all this other stuff. And then you want them to sign up for the thing to get into your discovery session. And then for 30 minutes, you're going to try to convince them that you're worthy of their investment. That's how I used to do things. Oh, I hated that lifestyle. So here's what I do today. I flip the script. I no longer allow anyone to audition me, but I always audition everyone else. I flipped the script. And so now when I'm on, for example, I've been using Clubhouse to do my connecting with people these days. And so I have a long list of what my client attributes are. By the way, these might be helpful for a hypnotherapist. So let me read to you mine and feel free to transcribe these. And the cool thing about a podcast, you can always go back a couple of seconds and listen to this, but I am going to give you something that I took, you know, a very long time to come up with. And I'm just going to give it to you for free right here, right now. So I'm just going into my favorite client attributes, my bullet point list. This is what I'm, when I'm connecting with somebody, I'm evaluating, are they this? Are they this? Are they this? And I want you to think every time they speak, words come out of their mouths, I basically green check mark, or remember Family Feud? An X. You get too many X's and they're like, nope. Okay, moving on. Okay, so here is my favorite client attributes. Number one, has a desire, the capacity, and a willingness to serve others at the highest level. Now, I want you to understand that there are three different qualifiers there. Having a desire to serve is required, but it's not enough. I know many people who have a desire to serve, but they do not have the capacity. Their life is so overwhelmed and full, and they just have no free time. They literally have time like brushing their teeth in the morning. Their life is so out of control. So they have a desire to serve. They have a capacity. Now, the thing is you could have the desire and a capacity. And by the way, those are both required to work with me, but that doesn't mean you have a willingness. You know, I can't begin to tell you, it's like, well, Cliff, I have a desire to help people and I have all of this capacity and stuff like that. But you know what? I just don't want to waste my time. That's just not scalable serving people that way. You know, they have the desire, they have a capacity, but they don't have a willingness to serve. And again, at the highest level. That's a qualifier as well. So that's the first thing. Anytime I'm thinking about somebody I might invite into one of my coaching sessions, they have to have all of that. Now, the second bullet point is going to sound very similar. It's like, well, isn't that what you just said? Uh-uh. The next one is a strong commitment to be of service to others. Now, the thing is serving others at the highest level is one thing. And having a desire, capacity, and willingness to do it is one thing. But having a strong commitment that whatever it takes, I will be of service to others. I'm looking for that. And that is separate from the other. I mean, these people, they show up, they're encouragers. You just see that they're always doing something in service to other people. They have a strong commitment to it. They never fail to show up and help whenever there's an opportunity and it aligns with who they are and their gifts, talents, and abilities. Third bullet point, and this will be the last one that I number because these are not numbered and I'll eventually lose my numbering scheme. So just being authentic, is a high-level thinker that gravitates towards a positive outlook on life. Basically, I do not like working with negative Nellies. Half glass empty people are not my clients. I don't care how much money they want to put in my bank account. I will not work with somebody who is going to emotionally drain me after my 90 minute session with them. Wow, I just had to give every single ounce of my life force to this person just to bring them up to the level where they might be able to smile. Whew! I've done that way too many times.
Yep.
All right, next bullet point. They're a leader, even though they may not recognize that leadership is one of their superpowers. So I'm not talking about a leader of an organization or who has the word leader in their title, but somebody who's a leader has people who follow them. So one of the things that I like to do is, do they have a social media presence? And a leader, in my opinion, is somebody who posts something and you look and you see a couple comments there. Huh. That's a little indicator. I'm not looking, by the way, at the number of people following. I'm looking at the quality of the engagement. Yes. Of the following. All right. So the next one, high achiever. I serve high achievers. I love high achievers. I'm one of them, by the way. So here's how I define that. has achieved things that most people would consider impossible. And sometimes they take for granted how special their achievements are. Now, most of the high achievers that I serve have no idea that they're high achievers. They're just such high achievers. They assume everybody achieves all the crazy stuff that they do. And it's like, well, I'm not special. It's like, yeah, dude, if you only knew how special it is that you've been able to achieve this. And so I love high achievers, whether they know they're high achievers or not. I'm looking for somebody who is willing to do things or has done things that most other people would consider to be impossible. Lifelong learner. These are people who are devoted to unceasing personal and professional growth. One of the easiest ways for me to do, hey, tell me about a book or a podcast episode that recently transformed the way that you think. And what's the biggest takeaway? I just asked that question. I don't have time to read. I don't, it's like, yeah, okay, moving on. Okay, next one, marketable skills in abundance. I love working with clients who have marketable skills in abundance. One of the top three highest paying clients who came to me recently, his number one thing, he says, listen, Cliff, I need help because here's my issue. I have so many gifts, skills, and talents, and abilities, and all of these other things. It's kind of like I'm a jack of all trades where I've only ever wanted to be excellent in one area of my life. And I'm like, listen, I'm not your coach. And he's like, what do you mean? I said, because it's the fact that you have many different gifts, talents, abilities, and skills, that was given to you by God. And the fact that you want to throw away all of those gifts and be good at only one thing, I can't help you with that. That's out of alignment with what I'm called to do in this world. I'm here to help you become all you were created to be. And the fact that you have all of these things means that you were created to have all of those skills. What I'd like to do is help you to figure out a place where you can channel all of that to be everything you want to be in any area of your life.
Wow.
He says, dude, you're hired.
Wow.
That's an oversimplification of our conversation. But anyway, I want people with marketable skills in abundance. And here's what I wrote about that. Because of their high achieving nature, their commitment to unceasing personal and professional growth, they have established a long list of skills that serve them and do or could serve others at the highest level. By the way, Lori, one of the things, if you think about everything I've shared on this bullet point list of my ideal customer, and the ones that, as I shared the other bullet points, what you're going to learn is I only want to invest in people where my investment in that person is going to have residual benefit. So that when I serve this person, I'm indirectly serving hundreds, thousands, or tens of thousands. And in some cases, I have actually clients where I'm actually indirectly serving hundreds of thousands of people. So I'm not here to help one person. I want to help people who are helping tens, hundreds, thousands, tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands. That's who I serve. And I'm not suggesting that everyone who's listening needs to have these, but you have to have clarity about who it is you want. So the next one, they're extremely coachable. They're able to receive an insight immediately and see how that insight can be implemented for themselves. So this is real simple I'm having these connecting conversations on Clubhouse. And so somebody will say something, they express a limiting belief. And I'm like, well, have you ever thought about this? What about this, this, and this? And then all of a sudden they go, oh, I never thought about it. Oh. And they'll sit there for a moment. And I can tell what that person is doing is they're actually, oh my gosh. This is going to change my life. Boom. That's when I know somebody's extremely coachable. I'm looking for those people. I'm looking for people who it's very clear to see. And the opposite of that is like, have you ever thought, oh yeah, I've tried that. That never works for me. Yeah. Blah, blah, blah. I always do this. They may be coachable, but I'm looking for people who are extremely coachable. All right. Self-motivator, self-starter. I just don't want to be an accountability coach. I don't like homework, and homework is me saying, hey, did you do what you said you're going to do? That's not me. There's other people out there that can do that for you. They struggle to find others who are performing in life at their level. This is one of my favorite client attributes. My clients are achieving life at such a level, their financial income is at such a level that if all of a sudden they got a little bit of a dip in income and they were to share, it's like, oh man, you know, I just lost this client. And you know what? It looks like my income's going to drop down to, I think this might be the lowest I've had in 5 years. It might drop down to about $27,000 a month. And it's like, how many people in their life are able to relate to that and see it as an issue? And if you're accustomed to generating $35,000, $40,000 a month, and all of a sudden because of things and you drop down to $27,000 a month, you want people in your life that can understand that, who are, it's like, well, gosh, I can't seem to get over $4,000 a month. I wish I had your problem. Well, and there's nothing wrong with people at being different stations of life. But one of the things that I love about having clients who struggle to find other people who are doing life at their level is because they have heard and they live out, unfortunately, because they believe it's lonely at the top. And one of the things that I love to do is dispel that is a false belief. It doesn't have to be lonely at the top. It's only lonely at the top because somebody told you repeatedly through your life that it's lonely at the top. And because of that, you're living in alignment with that belief. And now you're alone. I want to tell you, you can be in relationship with me. I can bring you into relationship with some other people who are doing life in this level. I'm telling you, there's a whole bunch of us out there. Come on in. The water's good. All right. So now, what I've just done, Lori, is I have shared with you and your audience my client attributes. Was that valuable for you, do you think, in your audience?
That's incredibly valuable. And I just want to let everyone listening know that the transcript of this will be in my website where I put this video. So yeah, incredibly valuable, Cliff. Thank you so much.
So that alone is mind-blowing, because now, by the way, if you get any red X when I'm connecting with people, I'm asking questions that help me determine whether or not somebody gets a green check mark next to each and every one of these things. If there's anything that's said in a conversation that gets a red X, these are not the droids you are looking for. You know, I hear Obi-Wan, these are not the droids. This is not the client you're looking for. And I know it sounds crazy, and I had to deal with a little bit of the mental baggage and the mindset. It's like, are you saying, Cliff, these people aren't worthy of your time? No, I'm just saying these people are not my ideal customers. These are not the people that are going to allow me to fulfill my mission and purpose in life. And my mission and purpose in life is to radically, profoundly impact this world by entertainment, education, encouragement, inspiration. And originally I thought, well, maybe I want to personally reach millions and millions and millions of people. And I'm at the place where, who knows, maybe one day I will, but I don't care. Right now, I want to reach about 20 to 35 people personally at a very deep level, where through those 20 to 35 clients who are paying me, I want to reach millions and millions of people. And that's what I want. And so I just got clear, this is what I want. Now I've decided that it's possible. I've decided I'm going to take action, I've decided this is what I will have. I've taken action. And then I went and created products and services, and I evaluated my results. And I actually live this lifestyle today. So now step one of the Prosperous Coach Method is connecting. And again, I'm connecting to evaluate, do they have all of the attributes of a potential client for me? Then the question is do they have something that they would need coaching on? And for me, this is super easy. And I love this, that this interview is so perfect because it fits into coaching. So here's the question I ask when I'm connecting with people, and it's going to be perfect for hypnotherapists as well. What's one dream that you have currently that excites you or scares you the most?
I love that.
So that's what I asked them. What dream do you have right now that excites you and or scares you the most? And in that conversation, they're going to tell me what their dreams are, what their goals are. Obviously, that question pretty much establishes there's something I want in my life that I don't currently have. There's some presuppositions built into that question, right? And so now I tap into what their dream is, what their goal is. What is it that they want to have in their life that's not currently there? Now, I'm going to give away all my secrets here, if you don't mind.
Go right ahead.
So my next question is, let me ask you this. How long do you think it will take you to achieve that dream? And some, oh, I don't know that I'll ever really dream it, you know, or whatever. And so that's a potential for a coachable moment. Well, dude, is there anybody else that you know that have had that dream where it seemed impossible for them, and but yet they actually live that today? Oh, yeah. It's like, see how I'm actually, this is how this goes through. This is that whole connecting phase. And then what I love to do after I find out, it's like, okay, well, I'd like to achieve this within 5 to 10 years. Awesome. Great. So now I know that there's something that they want, and I know how long they feel like it would potentially take if they were to be able to achieve it. Now, here's my next question. What's 1, 2, or 3 activities or actions or behaviors or habits that you would need to start so that you could get one step closer to achieving that dream? What's 1, 2, or 3 actions, activities, behaviors, habits that you need to begin implementing? And I just have them start telling me. And again, all of this is happening on Clubhouse. You know, so I'm not, and this is happening in front of other people. By the way, I'm doing it now on Clubhouse because of COVID, but I used to do this when I'm sitting in the hallway with people. You know, people's like, hey, is this your first time to the conference? Yeah, it's my first time to this conference. Is this your first? Yes, yeah. Hey, let me ask you a question. What's the biggest dream that you have that excites you or scares you the most? And I start that face to face. So I've been doing these connecting conversations everywhere. So now I know what's 1, 2, or 3 actions that they know, they already know that they should start doing these things. And I'm not telling them, they're telling me. And then I ask them the next question. What's 1, 2, or 3 activities, actions, or behaviors or habits that you need to put an end to that's holding you back from getting closer to this dream? And I let them tell me, and then I write them down. Now, the next thing I ask them is I go to the first thing that they know they need to start. Why haven't you started this already? And now what they're going to do is they're going to give me a list of excuses. And I don't work with people in excuses, but I do work with people in limiting beliefs. And an excuse is nothing more than a limiting belief. Excuse equals limiting belief. So all I'm doing is I'm working through the conversation. What do you want? Why don't you have it? Boom. Now I have your limiting beliefs. Now at this point, I've determined, are they my potential client? Blah, blah, blah. So now step one is I've connected. Step two is if they qualified through this step in the auditioning process, now I might invite them into a complimentary 90-minute coaching experience with me. All right. So now I'm going to invite them into this complimentary coaching experience. However, I don't always make it super easy. Now, every now and then I'm like, oh my gosh, I so want to work with this client. And I'll just like, let's get on a call tomorrow. You can book it here. Right. So occasionally, but most of the time I would even want to audition them through the invitation process. As I do this especially on Clubhouse. Maybe I'm wearing some rose-colored glasses and there are some things that I didn't see in this conversation. So one of the things that you might hear me do if you actually follow me closely enough on Clubhouse, I'll say, here's what I'll tell you. Go and read this book or go buy this digital training tutorial or this audio product from Tony Robbins. Listen to it 2 times within the next 3 weeks or go read this book 2x within the next 2 weeks. If you do that, reach out to me and I will offer you a free 90-minute coaching session with me. And I'll answer every question you have related to it. So again, I'm giving them an assignment. Now, Lori, so let's just say I met somebody on Clubhouse. I've been doing this, you know, what's your biggest dream? What is it that you want to do? What's holding you back? And all this other stuff. I really think this book is going to be the answer to most of your issues. And I'd love to serve you beyond this conversation here. I'll tell you what, I'd love to offer you a gift, a free complimentary 90-minute one-on-one coaching session with me. But there's a caveat. You actually have to go get this book and read it 2x within the next 2 weeks. You write down a list of all your questions. After you've finished the book the second time, you reach out to me. I will then respond to you and send you a link to schedule the call. Now, the call does not get scheduled until after they've done the assignment. Now, if I don't hear from them, how many times do you think I reach out to them to follow up and say, hey, did you do that?
Well, you just said you don't like to be an accountability buddy.
I am not an accountability coach. So I don't even write their name down. They're not in a follow-up list. They're nowhere. It's crazy. I get direct messages on Instagram, Facebook Messenger, and I get emails every week. Hey, Cliff, 3 weeks ago, you told me if I did this, you would give me a 90-minute session. Well, I've done it and I can't wait to talk. And then I'm like, I don't even remember that person's name. And I do take notes on the conversation. So when I'm in Clubhouse, I fill out all sorts of notes about everything. So I can go back and look for that person, but I don't have a follow-up system for them. But then if they reach out, they've actually made it through the next stage in the audition process. See, the people who don't go read the book, the people who don't reach out to me, they literally failed that part of the audition. By the way, the auditioning stuff is not in the Prosperous Coach. These are some nuances I've added to it. So that's step one, was connecting. Step two is invitation. Now, step three in the Prosperous Coach method is creating a client. And creating a client is simply giving them an experience of the type of transformation that you can bring into their life, as if they were your highest paid client. So typically the Prosperous Coach method is through two complimentary sessions. So for me, how this works is I get into that first call and I'd say, Lori, it's been great to connect with you and stuff like this. I'm thrilled that you've read the book and stuff like that. I'm here for the next 90 minutes. Are you just, by the way, let me just share with you some things that I actually do as well. This would be helpful to people. The first thing I say is, are you distraction free for the next 90 minutes? And well, Cliff, I really was, you know, and by the way, they actually have to sign an agreement on the scheduling thing. So they can choose the thing, but there's a little agreement that has to be checked and says, I'm sorry, you haven't checked the agreement yet. And the agreement says, I am 100% committed to being in a distraction-free environment for our 90-minute call. And they can't book it unless, and by the way, I've had somebody says, Cliff, I'm really sorry, but my wife had to go and do this. So I have my kids in the room. I hope that's okay. And I said, it's not. So if you don't mind, I'm just going to go ahead and shoot you a link so you can schedule another call or, you know, in a couple of weeks from now or something like that, because I will not do a call that's not distraction free, nor should especially a hypnotherapist.
Yeah.
So are you distraction free? The second thing that I ask them is, may I have permission to be your coach? And because in the Prosperous Coach, it says you should never coach without permission. And I even say, before you say yes, let me tell you what that means. I want permission to say things to you or to ask you questions that will challenge you at the deepest level. And then the next thing that I ask them on that first call is, we have 90 minutes together, but I promise you this, our time will fly by. I do 5 of these calls every single week. So I need permission to do one other thing. I hope that I don't have to do it, but chances are I may occasionally. May I have permission to cut you off mid-sentence as often as necessary to direct you in our conversation so that we can make the most of our time together? Because I there's some storytelling. I'm one of them. I mean, how much have you even spoken in this podcast, Lori? I don't think you said anything.
I'm so excited right now. I love this.
So that's the third thing. And then the fourth one, I talk about moments of silence. And of course, hypnotherapy is going to be different. But for coaching, I talk about the fact, hey, I want you to know I'm going to be writing down notes. As you're saying things, I'm jotting down and trying to transcribe as many word-for-word statements that you say, because we're gonna talk about language and the importance of language and stuff like that. And the other thing is, I'm going to be listening to you. And one of the things that I'm going to attempt to not do is be thinking while you're talking, thinking about what I want to say next. And so I may have to wait until you're finished speaking for me to sit in for a moment and just process what you just said, and then to check in with myself and see where we want to go next. So there may be some moments of silence. I don't think that they need to be awkward, but if you find that they get a little too awkward, feel free to continue talking. And then I ask the most important question of all. I say, and let's just assume that you're my potential client. I say, Lori, let me ask you the most important question of the day. what is it that you and I need to talk about during the remainder of our 90 minutes together so that this conversation will be a conversation you will never forget for the rest of your life? And then I let them tell me. And by the way, is there some auto suggestion in that question?
Big time. You're asking them for the script. They're giving the script.
And I'm also saying, listen, I'm making the suggestion that, first of all, this call today is going to be so freaking incredibly powerful. You're never going to forget this conversation for the rest of your life. I've just planted that seed in your mind. And if you give me an answer to that question, your subconscious mind took it as truth. Boom.
Yes.
I love this stuff.
I
should become a hypnotherapist. So anyway, so that's what I do. And then I just begin to coach them. You know, I tap into those acts, you know, we talk more, we'll expand more on their dream. We'll get leverage about creating a vision for it. What do they want? Why do they want it? Getting some leverage on that, associating pain and pleasure to it, talking about those actions, blowing away limiting beliefs. And by the end of our 90 minutes together, they're just like, their mind has just like, insight after this. So I get at the end of the call. By the way, many times when I'm connecting with people, I never invite them because they didn't fit the qualifications of what my characteristics of an ideal client are. Then I do invite some people, and some people never make it to a first call because they never follow through on the assignment, right? There are some times that I'll actually have this entire 90-minute experience with somebody. And at the end of that first call, I'm like, you know what? There are a couple red flags here that indicate this is not the client you're looking for. And so at the end of that call, it's like, hey, do you remember that this was a 90-minute, or that this conversation is a gift from me? There's no invoice for this, no expectation or obligation you'll ever be a paid client. Yes. Wonderful. I just wanted to let you know that's absolutely it. It's been my honor to serve you. Thank you so much. And by the way, just real quickly before we go, what's one, two, or three insights that you've received during our conversation today? What's one, two, or three actions you're going to take over the next 2 weeks? That's awesome. You know what? I'd love to invite you to reach out to me with a DM or an email just to check in 2 weeks from now and tell me the results that you get. I'd love to celebrate them with you. And that's it. Now, that's for somebody who made it all the way through the auditioning process of connecting, through the auditioning process of invitation, and they made it all the way into a 90-minute session. But at the end of that 90-minute session, I'm like, I'm just feeling this isn't my ideal client. You know, this isn't what I thought it would be. And so I serve them, and I serve them powerfully. But then I just say, thank you for the opportunity. But let's just say that it's like, okay, another green check mark here. So at the end of that call, I simply say, what's one, two, or three insights that you received from our conversation today? What's one, two, or three actions you're going to take as a result of these insights over the next 2 weeks? Well, I'll tell you what, I'm absolutely invested at this point, and I'm excited about what you're going after. It would be an honor to check in with you 2 weeks from now just to see how things are going. Would you be interested in a second complimentary 90-minute coaching experience with me 2 weeks from today? Now, how many people do you think say no to me at this point?
Zero.
Nobody has ever said no to me. So we go ahead and book that second call right then and there. 2 weeks later, how are things going? Oh, I've done more in the past 2 weeks than I have in the past 2 years, 10 years, whatever, in my lifetime. It's awesome. And then I say, well, what would we need to discuss today to make today yet another conversation you'll never forget for the rest of your life? And I serve them for 90 minutes. And at the end of that conversation, by the way, there are still some people who make it through to the end of that call. And then I get that little whisper inside that says, this is not the client you're looking for, you know, or this client doesn't need you. By the way, any of you who have ever had a one-on-one session with me and I didn't invite you to a second one, it's not that always that you weren't the exact ideal customer, but sometimes it's like, listen, I think I helped this person with what they need. I really genuinely don't think they need me. So that is a possibility as well. So, or not necessarily need, because I don't think anybody needs me. I think we all have everything within ourselves if we truly dig for it. But whether or not I feel like that, you know what I'm talking about.
You've got a good shovel.
Yes.
Yeah.
So let's get to the person who made it all the way to the second call. So by the way, at the very beginning of those calls, I oftentimes say at the beginning of them, Lori, do you remember when I invited you to this first session that I said, this is a gift, it's complimentary, there's going to be no invoice and no expectation, no obligation that you'll ever be a paid client? Great. I just needed to get that out of the way first. And then I go to those other things that I told you. At the beginning of the second call, I will oftentimes start the second call. Hey, do you remember that this call, just like the first one, this is a gift. You will receive no invoice for this. There's no expectation or obligation you'll ever become a paid client. I usually say that at the beginning of the second call as well. Then I get to the end of the second call and we move into step four of the Prosperous Coach Method. And there are only four steps. It's called the proposal. All right. And so this is how it works. And it's so ingenious. I love this so much. So I get to the end of this 90-minute session. We're probably about 10 or 15 minutes near that we've got left in the session. And I say, let me ask you this. At this point, let me check in with you. What's one, two, or three insights that you've gotten out of our conversation today? What's one, two, or three actions you're going to take over the next 2 weeks as a result of these insights? Wonderful. I want to ask you this again, and the reason why I ask will be evident in just a moment, but do you remember, once again, that this is a gift, that this has been a complimentary session, no invoice, no expectation, no obligation, no strings attached? And they say, yes, Cliff, I get it. Wonderful. Keep that in mind as I ask you this next question. Would you like to have a conversation right now about what it would be like for you and I to have an ongoing paid coaching relationship? And by the way, before you say anything, no is perfectly acceptable to me, but I only accept clients who say, hell yeah. And that's how I do it.
Wow. You have just given us such a gift with this, Cliff. I'm so grateful. I was in Clubhouse the other day when you outlined this, and you went in even more depth here. And I just feel like my audience and myself have hit the jackpot with this. And I promise you, I will be going through and not only reading the transcript, but taking notes myself, because you have just given us such incredible gems. I have two follow-up questions. Are you okay on time?
Yeah, I have plenty of time. Awesome. Go right ahead.
So my first question is, and this is just kind of my own curiosity, do you record these calls if you're doing them over Zoom so that they can go back through and—
Oh, yes. So every complimentary call that every coaching call that I do on Zoom is being recorded. And I actually send right after every call, every call that has moved to the next step. So if it's somebody that I'm inviting to a second session, everybody that I'm invite or any paid client, I always follow up. Here is a bullet point list of the insights that you said that you received. Here are the actions that you stated that you were going to take. Here is a link where you can download the audio recording of our conversation. And I just want to remind you that your next call is scheduled on such and such, blah, blah, blah. And I've already scheduled it for you.
Beautiful. And then my next question, I've noticed that as a hypnotist, when I have experienced the protocol myself, I'm so much more congruent in delivering it to someone else. And I feel like that rings so true in the coaching industry, where a person who wants to coach often has their own coach. And so I'm just curious about your own journey with coaches and what that's been like for you, maybe past and present.
Sure. Well, as far as coaches are concerned, there are a couple things that are interesting in my journey. I have always been blessed with the most incredible mentors in my life. So the people who I would dream of being mentors, most people say, listen, find somebody that really resonates with you or that you resonate with and read their books, and they can kind of be this, kind of impersonal mentor, and they can speak wisdom and encouragement to you. The crazy thing is every single person I've ever chosen as a mentor that's alive, with the exception of Tony Robbins, has actually become a full-fledged, close personal friend and mentor of mine. So I have access to Michael Hyatt, Dan Miller, Leo Laporte, and I could name Rich Litvin, by the way, just I have the most incredible gift, and it's something that God has just done over and over again. And I would imagine Tony's going to reach out to me soon and say, listen, I've heard about how many, you know, people you've sent my way. And Tony's just going to say, listen, I'd just love to bring you under my wing and, you know, just offer you a session every now. I have no idea.
He would be lucky to have you.
Yes. So, but the thing is so those people, my coaches are Dan Miller, Michael Hyatt, and Leo Laporte and Rich Litvin and some of these other people that are doing the things at a higher level than where I currently am. And then in 2010, I started a weekly mastermind group with Pat Flynn. Do you know who Pat Flynn is?
Oh yes, I know who Pat Flynn is.
Yep. So Pat and I started what's called the Green Room Mastermind. It wasn't called that when we first started, but we started that together, just Pat and myself, in October 2010. Pat and I have met together every week since 2010. And then other people who are there, have you ever heard of Michael Stelzner from Social Media Marketing World or Social Media Examiner? Yes. So he's in our weekly mastermind group. There's Ray Edwards, expert professional copywriter. He's in our mastermind group. Leslie Samuel from Become a Blogger. And then there's Mark Mason, who has late night internet marketing, which is just a little side little hobby of his. And he happens to be a very senior position, senior corporate officer in a major global semiconductor company, is all I'll say. So that's the six of us. So those people are my coaches as well. And I also invest, and this is not, I hesitate to say this, but I think it's important to say it just to know how I'm able to do and accomplish all the things that I do. I invest somewhere between 3 times 5 is 15, 20, about 30 to 40 hours a week in personal and professional growth and development.
You and I have talked about that a little bit before, and it's one of the things that, to me, that comes across just being in the clubhouse with you. And when you speak, you can just feel that wisdom bubbling up from inside. And it's such a gift. You're making a real difference in the world, and I'm very, very grateful for you.
Well, I appreciate that. And you know, I used to do that for a source of significance and stuff like that. And of course, as you've probably heard me talking about lately, I've had a major spiritual kind of reawakening back in October of last year. And I just realized that, you know, this is just who I've been called to be in this world. And I don't think everybody needs to invest 30, 40 hours a week into personal growth and development. It's just what I desire. And it used to be tangled up with a sense of significance. I wanted people to think I'm special and all this other stuff. And I got to tell you how freeing it is to be done with all of that and still be able to do this because it actually is of service to others. One of my favorite things about it, Lori, is the fact that every single time you'll ever have a conversation with me, you'll never be talking to the same person. I'm always someone new because this is what I love about insight coaching and you can introduce this through hypnotherapy as well. I'm sure it's a part of hypnotherapy. Is what you're doing is programming new insights and different ways and filters of seeing the world, right? And one of the things, it just takes one insight, one simple insight. Once you actually have that shift, you will never be able to experience life the same. You're a different person. And I love having 10, 15, 20 of those insights a day. It's kind of awesome.
Yeah. No kidding.
That was hyperbole. It's usually maybe one or two insights a day.
That's good. I feel like that would hurt my brain to go 15 or 20.
I can get caught up in hyperbole, but I usually call out the hyperbole when it exists. So that, so far, I think that's the only hyperbole that I've shared so far in this conversation.
I love it. Cliff, is there anything before we start moving towards wrapping up that I haven't asked you or you haven't shared that just is in your heart to share?
You know, one of the things that you had mentioned is you wanted tools and encouragement for helping others to realize that they're enough and that it's okay to take action. And you want to know something? First of all, there is quote unquote enough and worthiness that has nothing to do with our professional skills, talents, and abilities and all of that other stuff. I just want to say, number one, you in and of yourself are enough, and you and in and of yourself are absolutely worthy of success as much as any other person on this planet. Now, with that being said, and I promise you, this is encouragement, you may not be enough. professionally. And that's okay. You never will be unless you take actions. There are plenty of things that I'm able to do today that I would have never been able to do 15 years ago, because some of the things that I do today have come as a result of the painful life lessons of many times failing miserably in front of an entire world full of people. And I'm talking, I've done some pretty stupid things in front of hundreds of thousands of people. And it, you know what? People often ask me in interviews, they say, Cliff, if you could go back and change anything, what's one thing that you would do? And some people have a hard time. I would never change a single thing.
Wow.
I am who I am today because of all of the great things I've done. But I am every bit as much of who I am today because of every stupid, idiotic mistake, arrogant, you know, thing that I've done or said. Everything. I almost killed myself after my first year of full-time employment because of my lack of mindset control and everything like that, and working around the clock, and almost died in the hospital, lost my gallbladder and all this other stuff. And you know what? I wouldn't even change that. I wouldn't change a single minute of my first year, because I know all of the pain and suffering that comes from all of those mindset issues. And it's one of the things that led me to pursue this emotional intelligence and mindset control, or controlling yourself and self-control, mindset things. And man, the number of ways that I'm able to empathize with people. I value the pain and suffering from failed attempts as much as I do the joy of success when I've accomplished a new goal.
And I love that you couple that empathy and that compassion with a no BS, like calling people out on their ability to come up, to find that courage to come up to the next level.
Yeah, absolutely. It's like, you know what? I'm just afraid I'm not enough. Maybe you're not, but how would you become enough? You know, read a book, take a course, get that certification, whatever. But here's what I will tell you. None of those things are ever going to get you to change the things. You have to start taking some actions along with it. And that's why if you go back to that ultimate success formula, it's such a beautiful thing. I've used it in every area of my life. What a gift to the world Tony Robbins has given us it's a four-step formula. Know your outcome, decide and take action, evaluate your results. And just imagine this. Lori, do you have children?
I do.
Okay. How many of your children walk?
All of them.
So was there ever a time when you woke up and said, listen, on the to-do list, teach child number one to walk. And so boom, your child went and started walking that day straight forward, right?
No.
No, they started crawling and they started doing that thing where they're holding themselves up, both hands on the table, and they're still wobbly, both hands on the table. And then eventually they get so good and they do the one hand waddle, and then they just like fall over sideways, and then they start walking. And I would imagine that eventually there might have been maybe a bruise where they knocked their arm or their head, or it's like they got the little bump. Have you ever had the knot that grows about an inch off the head? Mm-hmm. You know, it's like, listen, at what point do you finally say to your child, listen, walking probably isn't meant for you. You know, let's just make life simple for you. You're going to be my one child that will crawl through life.
You're a crawler.
That's okay. You don't have what it takes to walk in life. That's baloney. Now, are there people born without limbs? Nick Vujicic, by the way, has no arms, no legs, and has written 5 New York Times bestsellers, which he typed himself. Go get that one. Come on. You can walk. We can all walk. And this is what I love about that approach. Change your, evaluate your results, and change your approach as often as necessary. I want you to know, just like one day you learned how to walk, it might have taken you a couple of bruises and a couple 1-inch bumps off your forehead before you figured it out. But ultimately, you learned how to walk, and you'll learn how to get paid clients as well. That's my thoughts.
Thank you so much, Cliff. Will you let the listeners know the best way to follow up, the best way to follow you and engage with you from here out? And will you say a little bit about Clubhouse? Just because I think this is, we're still, by the time this airs, this doesn't air for a couple months. Hopefully a lot more people will be out there, but I have a feeling it's just such a beautiful platform. And I'd love for you to talk more about that.
Sure. So Clubhouse, by the way, is an audio only live engagement platform with folks. So just like these audio podcasts, you're listening to these conversations and it's pre-recorded and you can listen to it whenever you want. I love podcasting. I've been doing it since 2005. And I think it's awesome. Especially I love the audio only aspect of it because you can listen to it anywhere you want. And you don't have to worry about, you know, looking at a screen. You could be driving and all these other things. You could be out for a walk, washing the dishes. The cool thing about Clubhouse is that it's audio only as well. And so you don't have to get all dressed up and make sure that your hair is fixed and all these other nice things. You don't have to worry about if you've shaved in the last 3 or 4 days, you know, because we're all home for COVID or whatever. You just get on this platform and you just have conversations with people. And sometimes they are conversations around a niche topic such as this. And you can get up on stage and raise your hand and ask questions and engage. And it's just such an incredible platform. I encourage people to check it out. I have an article at mindsetanswerman.com/clubhouse, which has all sorts of different insights into what Clubhouse is, articles on everything you need to know, to, not only to consume on Clubhouse, but to be how to become an expert moderator is all there. And then regardless of when people are listening or watching this recording, I have my own strategy. My schedule is there. So if you go to mindsetanswerman.com/clubhouse, it says when my rooms are. And if that changes, I'll just go and update my schedule on that page. So I would encourage people to check out Clubhouse. It is an incredibly awesome platform for authentic, genuine conversations. And the cool thing is no matter what your topic is, I know that Lori will be on this platform. She'll have all sorts of rooms to talk about hypnotherapy and how to grow your business, how to overcome the imposter monster and all that other stuff. So yeah, there's that. And then the other question you asked me, how can people keep in touch with me or find out more about the stuff that I've got going on? I did this conference called Free the Dream Conference. Prior to COVID, I did it for 2 years. We'll do more of them in the future, I'm sure. But I want to give everybody an opportunity to hear about my first year in business. It's one thing to hear, you know, gosh, Cliff, man, he seems like everything's, he's got it all together and he's got all this stuff figured out and stuff like that. I'd love for you to hear what I just hinted about in my first year. So if you go to mindsetanswerman.com/free, mindsetanswerman.com/free, you'll see a 90-second video clip from my opening keynote address at my Free the Dream conference, where you will see me tear up 3 $100 bills and throw them in the trash. And if that captures your attention, I will teach you how you and I, if we don't have the right mindset about money and work and all these other things, you will learn about my first year in business and how I made a routine habit of throwing money in the trash all the time. And it is one of those internet marketing things. So at the bottom of the list, you can put your name and email address in, and then you'll get instant access to my 1 hour opening keynote address. And not to mention the fact that you'll learn about how to discover and eliminate limiting beliefs. Yeah, there's that. And of course, if you don't like the email newsletter that comes every Monday after that, just hit unsubscribe. My feelings will never be hurt.
Yeah. And I highly recommend taking Cliff up on that offer, because I watched that talk and it was life-changing. That's why I talk about notes of appreciation now and give you credit. And I love your emails that follow up. So I highly recommend anyone listening goes and does that. And you'll find the links in the notes below the show. Cliff, thank you so much. I'm so grateful to you, my friend. You have given myself and my audience a tremendous gift by being here.
Well, you have given me an incredible gift, not only to be able to spend this time with you, Lori, which I've so appreciated every connection and engagement I've ever had with you on Clubhouse and surrounding it, but also what a gift. Sincerely, I mean this, because I've been a podcast answer man for more than 12 years. I don't do that today, but I know what it means to build a loyal audience around your passion and to curate content and to have a community of people that come to know, like, and trust you, and to have you invite me to be a guest on your show and for you to say, hey guys, this is somebody I think you should listen to. What an honor that is. So thank you so much for that gift.
Thank you.
I'm so grateful you've listened all the way to the end. What is one tiny action step you'll take now based on an aha moment you got during the podcast? Maybe that life-changing action step is to come accept the gift I have for you at theimpostermonster.com. Head there right now to get your powerful hypnosis audio, The Answer Room, that lets you make important decisions and get crystal clear about your next step forward on this path of purpose in your one great and precious life.